My dad was a police officer. That's the reason because I became a police officer, then became a sheriff's office, and then I became a federal agent. But my dad was always also in the military before Vietnam. And I am not a tomboy, but I am a daddy's girl. And I was always fascinated with action. So I did a 4 years of ROTC. I actually did the advanced ROTC 3 years instead of 4 years. And then I joined in the Army Reserves after I finished my college. And then that's how I joined the Army. I was always fascinated about paratroopers. So I decided to become an airborne paratrooper, and I went all the way up to Belgium and Germany and Italy, and I served with those units.
How many years were you in the military?
So I served 29 years in the military.
So I know that, you know, from talking to you before, that there's a whole series of mm-hmm. things that happened to you. Mm-hmm. You've told me about them, where people accused you of things mm-hmm. that you hadn't done. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we have time, like, during this conversation to go through all of that. So I'm trying to just kind of, like, trying to figure out what it all means to you now, because a lot of it happened a long time ago, and I know that, you know, you've told me that you've been fighting this stuff for years, right? Mm-hmm. And so here we are, you know, several years later for a lot of these things that happened to you. How has it affected, because you're not in the reserves anymore, right?
Well, they involuntarily retired me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I made the 06 list.
Yeah.
And then because of these false allegations against me from these individuals mm-hmm. in 2016 that I have worked with mm-hmm. in 2006, they took my name out of the promotion list, which was detrimental to my career. And then AR-600-20 is very specific. Any witness or any individual that made false allegations against someone and is proven to be that, they can be Article 15 or they can be court-martial. The Army Reserves never did anything against these individuals, and they didn't do any prosecutions or anything.
What do you consider the worst thing that happened to you, like the most unjust thing that happened? You've told me about some of them.
I'll tell you what's the worst thing that happened to me. One of the NCOs, his wife, was indicted, and he was suicidal. He wouldn't talk to anybody. I guess because I used to be a casualty assistant officer, and I used to be an honor guard member, and I have always been sort of like that peer support, I was able to get to him. And I was able to talk to him, and he was my, he was my suicide prevention NCO.
But he was suicidal?
He was suicidal. So I got him to talk to me. But then the same civilians that I have issues with in 2006 accused me of having what they call, abusive sexual contact against the individual. That in civilian world means rape.
They accused you of raping this guy?
Yeah. He's like freaking almost 7 feet, looks like a football player.
Okay. So how did that affect you?
It ended my career.
How did you feel?
I feel terrible because I'm a service member. I mean, I served my country for 29 years. It wasn't time for me to go. I deserve my promotion. I'm just a number. I am disposable, and if the Army thought that much of me, right, they would have believed me whenever I told them from the beginning of what happened. I have been a law enforcement officer for 25 years. I have been a service member for 29. You know, it's like you ask yourself, how much more do they want from you? But I feel guilty because I had a very good specialist. His name was Specialist Bird. Specialist Bird committed suicide in November 2017, and I wasn't there for him. I think that, I know I'm going to heaven. I know I haven't done anything wrong, regardless of the fact that they took my promotion, regardless of the fact that they made me retire early. You know, I know that I did the right thing, but bureaucracy, it's so powerful. You know, I sacrificed so much for this country for it to be what it is. This is chaos.